Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, episode 128 for the week of September 19th. This very special episode is called Goodbye Halo 2, Farewell to an Old Friend.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? You might be wondering, where is Fumo Jive? He's on vacation, so I'm doing the hosting today. And my name is JVB, and with me I have...
Dial Pex.
Captain Grunt.
And George from Aeropods.com.
Yeah, and welcome aboard, George. And why don't you quickly tell us all the projects you're involved in?
Well, we're, as always, Aeropods.com. We're video game blogs, so we're always writing about video games and whatnot. And just recently, we started up a podcast as well.
Nice.
And we've got about 7 episodes under our belt, and it's kind of, we kind of just record with who's ever available at the time, so we have kind of a lot of writers in and out.
Nice, nice. And why don't you tell us the name? I hope this ain't true, because I heard it was a rumor, you know, that you named it Podtacular 2.
We thought about that. We thought about Podtacular 2, the Wrath of George, but that didn't go well with the focus groups. So we just went with Aero Podcast
for nice, now. Nice. But I've heard a few episodes, and with each episode, you guys are improving. And hey, like I told you earlier, you know, you got to start from the very beginning. It's a lot of hard work, but you know, you remain persistent, and before you know it, you could be you know, sponsored by IGN or something. Who knows? So, this episode is our final Podtacular episode that is going to be focused around Halo 2. This is our farewell to Halo 2, simply because the game meant so much to a lot of people. It is the reason why Podtacular was created. So, I'm going to go around the virtual room here, and I'm going to tell each individual to give a brief farewell to Halo 2. So we're going to start off with Captain Crunk, the maestro of Podtacular.com.
Mm-hmm.
You like that, right?
Yeah, that's
nice. There he is, sir.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my arm. man, you know... It's,
yeah, I put you on the spot, bro.
It seems weird because it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it mm-hmm. has been a few years almost since Halo 2 came out, and I remember just being so excited about it and looking forward to it and not even thinking, like, there'd be another console, there'd be another, mm-hmm. another game, you know, in the series. So the last few years has been a pretty big ride, and then just meet all kinds of people and... you know, the community
that's for sure.
Come out of it, so
mm-hmm. quite a that's, few.
That's pretty much like the biggest thing, the biggest memory that I kind of bring away from it all is just how much it's meant as far as you know, meeting new people and reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
There have been fun games and fun moments, but the big picture, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. Just this one game, what it's done.
Yeah. And you, Dialpex?
I have to go along the same lines with him because even though it was a game that, you know, we all played a lot and it meant a lot to us being, you know, for such a long time, probably the most played game, you know, all of us,
mm-hmm.
you
That's
know,
understatement.
Played on our consoles, yeah. But I have to go with the community part of it. You know, it was... like Halo 2 that, you know, put us all together, you mm-hmm. know, as far as, like, you know, the spark that came to Fumo, you know, getting the community going and so on mm-hmm. and so forth. And, you know, each one of us hopping in, you know, throughout the whole, you know, time.
Yeah.
bringing us all together to be what we are today and to, you know, to get what we've, you know, what we've accomplished, so on and so forth. I mean, when I was playing Halo 1 back in the days, I would have never thought that one day I would be playing against Bungie and, and be part of a community with a podcast, award-winning.
Award-winning, yeah, yeah. Don't forget that part, man.
I'll get that tattooed on my arm. But yeah, I have to go with that. It's just Halo 2 has, you know, made me meet a lot of people. You know, has brought me to know a lot of people. You know, mm-hmm. some of really, really good friends, you know, like yep. you guys and some other people I know from the community. So, if I was to say, like, I would say I'm thankful to the game, but I love the aspect of the community base that we were able to bring out of it. That's
absolutely
probably the biggest thing about Halo 2 that I'll, you know, that's going to stay with me.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we have George from Arrowpaws.
Yeah. Well, I like a lot of what Dialpec said, and I think for me, one of the biggest memories of Halo 2 was the I Love Bees phenomenon, mm-hmm. which had never really been done for a video game before. And I think that kind of got the ball rolling and got people involved in the community from, I mean, even before Halo 2 was even released. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know my wife and I, we tried to track down an Axon so we could activate it and everything, and we just had a lot of fun with it. And,
yeah.
You know, I think that's just indicative of the kind of community that's sprung up because of Halo 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a huge part of it. And, I have a lot of other fond memories, you know, mm-hmm. the first time playing the bridge at the beginning of Metropolis, the energy sword, being able to hijack vehicles. I mean, these are all things that have made Halo 2, I mean,
yeah,
so
what it
innovative.
Is,
yeah. It's so, as compared to other video games, there's been so many innovations with their matchmaking and everything that there really isn't anything else like it. It is a phenomenon, and Bungie has put so much creativity and new ideas into Halo that, from the looks of it, you know, Halo 3 is going to be more of the same. So
yeah.
Halo 2 is definitely one of the great ones.
Yep, and I have to agree. And I'm going to give my I'm going to reminisce a little bit. And, I remember the night before Halo 2 was coming out, I was at work, and I'm getting calls from... I mean, I used to be in a big Rainbow Six 3 clan, and everybody in that clan was getting Halo 2. We were all waiting online that night from different parts of the country. And I had people from Seattle, people from Texas. I mean, they were all calling me, updating each other. You know, some would mock each other because, you know, one dude got the game, so he ran home, and he'll call me while he's playing. And I remember the excitement while I was waiting online and just interacting with all these people, you know. They were a bunch of strangers, but for those 2 hours I was online waiting for my copy, we were all, you know, we all had one thing in common, and that was, you know, the excitement to play Halo 2. And there were people passing around gamer tags and everything. It was a great experience. And, of course, I got the game, and, you know, I stood awake for about 8 hours, you know, straight playing it. But like you guys are saying, you know, the community, you know, the community gets a bad rap because of the modders, because of the, you know, the cheaters who wanted to stay level 50. And, of course, you know, the whiny kids who play rap music and only know one lyric of the song.
No scum!
Yeah, absolutely. So it got a bad rap, and it was technically a little different than Halo 1, so some of the diehard Halo 1 fans kind of got turned off by the whole online portion of the game. And, you know, it was rough for, like, us, you know, Podtacular, to get respect from different communities and the overall public eye because of the reputation. You know, if you were a Halo player, you were, you know, considered, you know, annoying. And I am glad, you know, I'm very proud, as a matter of fact, to see that Podtacular as a whole and, you know, other Halo communities like Tide the Leader, you know, HBO.net, you know, we've all gained respect throughout the gaming community as a well-organized community. And, you know, that's one of the biggest moments I'm always going to remember about Halo 2 was, you know, yeah, there was some bad apples, but overall, when you look at the grand picture of it all, you know, there are plenty of people out there who are very respectful and courteous, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So that's one thing I'm always going to, you know, we'll always remember about Halo 2. And, of course, you know, the birth of Podtacular. And I'm sure I speak for Fumo Jive when, you know, he calls me up one day. He's like, you know why? You know, he didn't want to tell anybody this secret, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, he calls me up, and he's like, dude, I got to tell you how I came up with Podtacular. He said a little dwarf came to him in his sleep. And he was like... He was like, and he was like, hey man, I got an idea. Why don't you create a Halo 2 podcast named Podtacular? And he woke up in a cold sweat, and there was the there became Podtacular. And he went on the internet and boom, registered Podtacular, and look. So thanks to a little hairy dwarf in Fumo Jazz. Anyway, yeah, you know, Fumo Jive, as a matter of fact, he's on vacation, so he couldn't do this show, and I'm sure he would have loved to have shared his, you know, most memorable moments with Halo 2. But speaking of that, we have a buttload of submissions, and they're all great, and we're hoping to get to each and every one of them. So we're gonna start off with Duffman X18. He goes, hey guys, it's Duffman. How you doing, Duffman? And I have a couple of moments I would like to share. Number one, unlikely win. I was playing a game of Assault on Terminal. He goes, you know, the map with the train and matchmaking, when my team started quitting because the other team scored. So the next round, it was me versus three from the other team. I spawned by the turret and headed into the parking garage to get the rockets while juggling the bomb. Say what? Okay. I eventually got to the area overlooking the Wraith spawn point. So I take out the rocket launcher and proceed to blow it up. Then I drop the bomb down off the ledge and hop down, coming to the other two opponents. I blasted both of them with the rockets, picked up the bomb, and armed it. After that, the next round was over pretty quickly as the two of them quit, leaving me to a fair game of one-on-one, whatever, and quickly killed him, and he quit. Pretty nice, pretty impressive win. Number two, yeah. He says, funny stick. He goes, one time I was playing a custom game on midship. This guy threw a sticky at me. I throw a sticky on the ground in front of him, and it doesn't hurt him. Instead, it blew up right as his plasma grenade flew over it. Oh, wow. Causing it to change the course straight to my face instead of on the ground. Wow. That's pretty sweet, man. So, yeah, thank you for that submission, Duffman, and I wish I had a sticky like that. But anyway, off to the next one.
Let's see. Just like, let me take it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Minority Boy, he says, well, I'll just all in all miss Halo 2. Friends, the maps, the sword. I can't believe Halo 3 is right around the corner. I remember saying how bad Halo 2 was going to be to my friends and how Killzone would beat it in every single way. My greatest memory, though, I only had Halo 2 for a year, is when he played 12 hours straight with his friend from school, and he hopes to have even greater memories in Halo 3.
Cool, man, cool.
And 12 hours straight.
Wow. Right. Holy moly.
That's, yeah,
that's impressive.
That's a good little... Yeah.
Alrighty, next one.
Sergeant Corona, he says, well, farewell, Halo 2. I had some good times in Halo 2 and won't forget it. The times with Brain Gamer, Jay Burton, and myself, and another fourth player, Pony Noobs, calling ourselves Team BeatNet. All the Monday night matchmaking games, which were awesome, thanks to Squirrel. Hopefully, JP Oliver and myself will somehow figure a way to bring back this up. To bring these back up. Although I got Halo 2 one year after its launch, I feel like I have been playing it since the beginning. There have been some good times, but also some bad times with Halo, such as modding, button glitching and all that stuff.
Our favorites.
Thanks to all the people that made it fun to play every day, making awesome friendships in this game. Rest in peace, Halo 2. You will be missed. Shout out to everybody at Potacular and the Potacular IRC. This is Sergeant Corona. See you guys later.
Thank you, brother. And I'm going to take some of my Diet Coke and pour a little bit to the ground in memories to Halo 2. Represent. All right, somebody take Kyle. All right.
Here's Kyle. I picked up Halo 2 a couple hours after midnight and beat the first two campaign missions that morning.
Whoa.
Then I had to go to school, and I was sad. The longest session and most fun I had was the Halo 2 all-nighter. I think it lasted 10 or 11 hours. Only a couple more weeks till Gears of War will be dethroned.
Mm-hmm.
Halo 2 will definitely be missed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow, that's pretty impressive stuff. Going to school right after playing so long. Oh, God. Wow. All right, so Long Shot, he brings in, and just quickly, some of these submissions, they were forwarded to me. Some of you guys didn't leave a gamer tag, so I'm going to say your real names. Whatever name was on the email, I'm going to say it, so I hope you remember what you put down. Anyway, Long Shot, he goes, I'll never forget talking to my dad and taking me to the mall to get Halo 2 at the midnight release. Upon arriving home, I was quick to put it in and go to matchmaking. I went straight head-to-head. Now, you might remember, you used to be game type. Some guy beat me who had been playing it for a few hours. I was in shock at the graphical upgrade, and I knew I had a lot of learning to do. He goes, I will miss all the fun one-versus-one games I played on Lockout, and I will miss Lockout as a whole. Yes, as a legendary map. And, yeah, there's Guardian, but I will always miss the original. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think Lockout will be...
downloadable content.
Definitely, like, the biggest, you know, hit map that we've always... That was the number one played map. We're going to miss that map. Like, I know, you know, there's Guardian now, but I think unless they really remake Lockout,
downloadable content,
still going to be people saying, oh, Lockout is much better, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Oh, definitely. Definitely. It'll be like in Ghost Recon, what's that embassy, I believe, that everybody just grew to love? So, yeah, it's going to be one of those. All righty. Somebody take this guy, because I can never say his name right.
Oh, no. It's Blooba.
There you go.
Blooba.
Yeah, he says, after 3 long years of waiting, we'll finally be able to finish the fight in a few days. As he looks back on Halo 2, he says, I remember thousands of custom games I played, from the built-in game types like Slayer and Capture the Flag, to the user-created game types like Zombies, and here's yours, Team Bubble Bath.
Nah!
Bubble Bath.
I enjoyed the Bubble movies.
Bubbles.
Ever since I joined the Podtacular community, I've always enjoyed playing these games with everyone, even though the game was 3 years old. And when Halo 3 comes out, imagine how awesome it'll be to play these game types, as well as more game types that the community will eventually come up with four.
Oh, yeah.
And multiplayer made Halo 2 a huge success because of clans, which made it easier to form communities like Podtacular.
Mm-hmm.
What he liked about Halo was that not only was it a great gaming experience, but it was also a great social experience as well. And that's the thing that I take from it.
No, absolutely.
And he said, the only thing I hate about Halo 2 was, of course, the ending and the major cliffhanger that led millions of gamers to scream on their TVs. And let's see, he says, I'm hoping the questions will be answered with Halo 3. So long, Halo 2.
Nice tubba. Oh, man. Yeah, and don't forget, man, with Halo 3, we're going to have a next-generation Team Bubble Bath. So, it's coming to next-gen, baby. So
bubbles look sparkly.
Man, these bubbles look real. All right, so somebody take Matthew here.
I got Matt. Matthew 89 says, the night Halo 2 was released, where were you, and how did you feel when you finally got your hands in the game? Now, Halo 2, these times seems to have flown with Podtacular. I still remember the good old days with old Mogo as first Podtacular Overlord.
Wow.
My first game in Halo 2 and all the friends I've made and lost over the years. The first game I remember playing after getting Xbox Live was Rumble Pit on Beaver Creek. Sadly enough, I think I came in third. After that, it was all big team battle because I figured I had a good chance. Before the first level reset, big team battle was my highest level as a 16. Then I found Podtacular. I still remember that day, just checking out Bungie.net and seeing a post for the new Halo podcast. So I go check it out, and I'm taken away by its greatness. What fun the blog spot.
Blogspot. Okay. Yeah, that was the original.
What fun the Blogspot. Okay, he's probably saying the Blogspot was fun making friends with strangers
mm-hmm.
with names like Nick of Time, Quality Jeverage,
Salmonita.
Spell check. The abandonment of it had been the community. I went on to win 2 tournaments and play with Bungie. I owe my Halo experience to Podtacular. Thank you all very much to everyone who has worked on it, and especially to Fumo for starting it all.
Yep. And hey, thank you, Matthew. And don't forget the little hairy troll that.
That's right. That's right.
Don't forget him. I believe his name was like Sasquatchio or something. I don't know. But, you know, when Fumo gets back, I know he'll write a big article about him. So
he was Babam the Grunt's cousin.
I believe it was his father. I mean, through him, Babam the Grunt was born.
Yeah. So there shall be the great Babam the Grunt, and you shall create Patak.
I totally agree. You will be known as Fumo Jive. Anyway, all right. So who's taking Spence?
I'll read Spencer. Spence, I will definitely miss Halo 2 simply because it brought us all together on this wonderful site. The things I liked Halo 2 for lots of reasons, but mostly because I can have a great time on it. I can nearly always find at least one person on my friends list online in Halo 2, and when I join, about 75% of the time, I would have a fun time. Well, that's good.
I like his percentages.
I know.
Oh, man.
Things I didn't like. Well, the reasons I didn't like Halo 2 is because of what most people didn't like it for. Things such as cheating, lagging, and modding.
Mm-hmm.
Before Halo 3 comes out, I will try to play Halo 2 a lot to try and get the most fun I can out of it before it is left on the shelf to gather dust. Long lives Halo. You know, I've actually found myself doing the same thing.
Yeah, I noticed. and it's a good idea, too, because, you know, even though the beta was different, the reaction times are pretty much what you got to... you pretty much got to get those reaction times back. You know, they're the same,
yeah.
Same Twitch reaction. The tempo is the same, even though it's in 60 frames per second. But still, you know, you definitely have an advantage if you go back and go play Halo one more time. Halo 2, as a matter of fact. And, you know, George, you're not the only one. I've seen a lot of people do it. I see Dialpex on all the time. You know, people on my friends list, they're starting to pop on Halo 2 all over again. So it's definitely a great idea to do it.
What I want to do is probably get... like my brother or something mm-hmm. on a weekend before and just play like Halo 1
back
to back the story mode.
A Halo-thon.
freshen up the storyline.
Oh yeah, definitely, I mean. Definitely. That's maybe that's what it's all about, man. So yeah. Crimson Viper, he says, since I never had an Xbox, I joined in after I got my 360. Being late to the crowd, I knew I was pretty far back in terms of experience. I remember once I got in Halo 2. Played it for a good 12 hours straight on the first day. The podcast helped a lot. I'm glad we helped. I still recall playing around with a bunch of guys early on, like Squirrel, Dino Master, number 4, and Wolfie. Well, Wolf, 1989. Wolfskitron. So Halo 2 has given me some great times in all of my gaming. Even small things like Banana Demon. Elite Assassination, the Scarab Gun, a plethora of
banana demon.
Yeah.
What a
banana demon. A plethora of great online experiences and so much more. I'm so happy I'm able to share this with friends online for the first time ever in Halo 3 after I've played them. Online was pretty hard to get used to, though, until a bunch of members helped me out. It would have been so much more simple if there was no combos. Like the noob combo and button combos. A Halo 2 podcast was made, has made Potac run for a good, he's saying that Potacular has been going off 2 years. Halo 3 and Halo Wars will keep Potacular running for so much more. A lot longer, and that's the truth. Here's hoping it never stops. Thanks for reading up this novel of a submission, Crimson Viper. Thank you very much, old chap. But yeah, I mean, to talk about the combos, yeah, that new combo was a pain in the butt, man. I still hate it, man. And then I'll use it by force, because I'm like, you know what?
I remember just like, you know, in the beginning of times when, like, people first came up with that, you know, you're walking and all of a sudden you're just, like, dying right away.
Yep.
You're like, what?
Yeah,
the
what
hell just
the
happened?
Like, flock?
Why didn't I ever think of that?
Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Like, using the pistol and then using the BR, and it was great. I remember that.
Do you ever get one of those moments where you actually come up with a word or a name for something, and then you hear it, and you're like, wait a minute. Did I make that up? Because I remember I used to call it the noob combo, but I'm sure other people were calling it that. But to people in my, you know, before I became, like, very involved in Potacular, you know, when I played with friends outside of Potacular, I used to be like, damn, noob combo. So, I mean, I just figured I'd throw that in there. All right, so next one. SGO Lone Warrior.
Go ahead, Crimson.
I got it. SGO Lone Warrior. He says, hey, Potac, this time I have little to say about Halo 2, but I think it needs to be said. Halo 2 has been an amazing game that's far outdone itself. Story-wise, it was an okay game, but it was a perfect middle game for a trilogy. The first part in the trilogy is just an introduction to the story and it leaves you with some questions. The second part answers a few questions, but leaves you with even more questions and sometimes a cliffhanger. Definitely. And, let's see, however, the third part of the trilogy is where everything comes full circle. All questions are answered, there's no more mystery, and there are no more secrets. And Halo 2 has done a great job as the second part of the trilogy, but now its time has come, and it needs to retire. So after all my glorious hours and memories, I must say that it's been an honor to play Halo 2, which has, again, surpassed all expectations. And though when you think about it, Halo 2 is the reason that we're even writing things into this show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if Halo 2 can do this to bring community together and let us have friends from all across the globe, then Halo 3 should be even better. And at that, I salute Halo 2 as a game for the history books. Halo 2, farewell, my friend.
Nice.
And, man, you got a lot of shots.
Yeah, I mean...
You really know all these people know.
Yeah, he gives a bunch of shout-outs, and, you know, we're going to, you know, if you want to see him in the show notes, you know, we're trying to, you know, move along, you know, as fast as we could. I mean, we're a quarter of the way, man.
shout-out to the phone book, and he pretty much covered everything in there.
Yeah, but thank you, Lone Warrior. I mean, you know.
And if I could just interject real quick, I think that's a... something I forgot to mention during my farewell to Halo 2 is that, you know, a lot of people complaining about the ending for the campaign, but like you said, it is the perfect chapter in a trilogy.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody gets mad at Empire Strikes Back because we didn't know what was going to happen to Han Solo.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, or what was going to happen with, you know, Luke and Vader, you know, being Luke's father and everything. So, I mean, we all sat there and we're like, holy crap, I can't believe this is But, I mean, we all knew Halo 3 was coming, so I don't know.
Yeah, of course, man. And now that you look back, man, it has people more excited about the story, you know? So,
Exactly. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Oh, I know I am.
Yep. So am I. Yeah. All right. So let me see. Who's next for David Akers?
I got him. David Akers. He says, tonight Halo 2 was released. We were... Oh, where were you? Oh, no. I guess people are just ignoring first line that you had. So, all right. He says, that day was really bittersweet. I love getting a hold of the game, but I knew that the series had to end and that this was just... that was really just another step closer to the ending of a series I love. My favorite moment had to be when a bunch of people brought their younger siblings to a LAN party, and they all wanted to play. We put them all on the same team and absolutely destroyed them. That's so mean. and then they just showed up.
Oh, man.
Things I hated about Halo 2, he says, I really hated fighting the brutes in Halo 2. I remember my first playthrough wondering why the AI was so broken that they just charged in stupidly. Mm-hmm. And what you don't have to worry about that on Halo 3 because they already said, you know, the brute packs and all that stuff.
Yep.
So I can't wait to see that.
The brutes are going to come after you like you stole them.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me back my Twinkie.
What would we miss most about Halo 2? He said, honestly, I really will miss staying up late on matchmaking and listening to drunk people scream and have their 10-year-old son, our teammate, who does nothing but corpse hunt players. Teabag.
Teabag, yeah, teabag. Take that.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Speaking of which, my wife used to hate when I first started playing Halo 2 because at first I used to just get so annoyed at these kids, you know. You know, they would say some such dumb, you know, phrases, you know, and they like kill you by luck, and they, you know, I'm like, we'll kill you, man. Well, I was like, who are you screaming at? I'm like, nobody.
And my wife sometimes she just gets mad. She's like, will you chill out?
Yeah.
Like, they're on the other side of the TV, you know?
I think we all got, you know, went through the same experiences.
Alright,
so Storm Phoenix, somebody take him.
I'll go ahead and read Storm Phoenix 2. Well, it's almost over. Within mere days, Halo 2 will be nothing more than a memory. It's now time to look back at all of the most memorable moments we had. Personally, the moment when you fought alongside the Scarab in campaign mode was awesome. The initial reaction of, holy crap, I'm fighting alongside one of these things, rather than against it, is easily one of the most memorable moments in Halo 2's campaign. As for multiplayer moments, my most memorable is the first, and only time, I managed to kill Frenzy. It was Gulch Wars on Coagulation, and I unluckily spawned with the opposing team. Sounds bad, right? Well, not when you spawn next to the Scorpion tank. I got in and started wreaking havoc on the other team. At first, I scored a triple kill, but the team was clever enough to stop that initial attack. I wasn't done, though. I then blew up a partially loaded Warthog for a double kill, then used a combination of the machine gun turret and the tank's main cannon to work my way to a kill-tacular. I then turned to notice an opponent looking to hijack the tank. I fired the main cannon and got the kill frenzy just before the tank was destroyed. I ended up with 8 kills in a row just by getting lucky on what, at first, would have been a bad spawn. The thing I hated most about the game, though, was easily the Flood. Looking back, they remind me of the Wretches in Gears of War, annoying little maggots who are hard to kill because they jump around like maniacs.
Maggots.
That, of course, ends when the Flood gets the receiving end of a nearby shoddy. Looking back at Halo 2, it's easy to say that it was the greatest FPS of its generation. Here's to all of the memorable moments that we all got from Halo 2, and here's to even more memorable moments in Halo 3.
Yeah, very well said.
That was
nice.
So quickly, do you guys feel it is the best FPS in its generation?
Well, I think so.
I think it's done enough things right and come at the right time.
Yep.
But, it's, you know, there may be other better FPSs, and especially on the PC, I know that's always a debate, but it's come along and it's done enough of the right things, and it's, you know, made use of the hardware and even the controller in the right way.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend today, we were talking about, he's a huge Rainbow Six, Call of Duty guy, and Ghost Recon, and I said, well, Halo 2 is, my game, like, hands down. And I think that what Halo 2, well, I'm going to say, like, the Halo, I'm not even going to say Halo 2, I'm going to say, like, the Halo franchise, but what they did was just simply, simply amazing. I mean, with all the sales, all the hype that they're able to build, and keeping the game the way the game is. I mean, Halo 2, it's a great game because a lot of people, like this friend of mine, they like the reality factor of, going out there, one-shot kill type of strategy game or whatever. But with Halo, you're able to get out of that and just go into a whole different level of, like, not being as real, but at the same time, keeping your imagination flowing. It's just like a different type of game that keeps you wanting more. It's a weird thing, but at the end, it makes like a great game.
Yeah.
Even though there are flaws, I'm not saying it's like a flawless game.
Flaws with every game.
No. Yeah, every game has its flaws, and Halo 2 had its flaws, and Halo 1 had its flaws, and I'm sure Halo 3 would have its flaws too. But but I think that the game factor itself was just made Halo 2 what it what it's been for like 2 years now.
Three years.
I'm sorry.
Another quick question: do you feel as a Halo fanatic? Because we are. I'm speaking from experience. Is it easy for you to jump into another different type of first-person shooter online? Because I find that I can just pick up any first-person shooter online, and I know because of my, the fast reflexes that Halo, Halo 2 had instilled in me, just due to repetitions. I find that I can adjust to any first-person shooter, especially online. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I mean, do you guys feel the same way?
Well, the problem I always have is whenever I get into another first-person shooter, first thing I look for is the energy source. So that always causes a problem. I can never find it, so I end up getting killed several times. But
where's the overshield?
Where's the active camouflage? But there's of course there's similarities to Quake or Unreal Tournament or.
I just feel it makes you an all around better player.
It does, and I think it all comes from the fact that Halo 2, it's a very very fast paced run and gun type of game. So. While having some strategy to it, so when you get out of Halo 2, I mean, at least for me was when I got Rainbow Six Vegas, I went in and I was able to kind of like pick it right up, and I'm not saying I was amazing, but I was able to be good at it at a
absolutely
considerably short amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just due to the experience I had in Halo 2. Because Rainbow Six was a slower paced game, so it was a lot of strategy. So and you're able to use a lot of stuff that you learned in Halo, such as like strafing and all that stuff in other games. Mm-hmm. So that makes you a better player.
And one thing that Halo 2 did was it brought different elements of a good team based game together, so that whatever game you're playing, whether it's like you said, Rainbow Six Vegas or the Call of Duty 4 beta, whatever, there are team-based games in Halo 2. There are, one versus one, and then there's Team Slayer. There's all different type of game types, and it kind of trains you to be a great all-around player. I mean, I'm not the best, in, let's say, Gears of War, but with the sniper rifle, when I'm on. I can no-scope because I'm so used to, no-scoping with the Halo 2 sniper rifle. And, it trained me, to kind of adjust to any different type of strategy. I can go out there and be the consummate team player, or I can go out there and give the orders out, or I can be the support guy, or I can go out there and kill the whole team by myself. You know, I feel that it definitely helped me become like more of a well-rounded first-person shooter player. So cool, man.
True.
So we'll move on, and the next submission was George, who was on the show. But towards the end, he said that keep fragging trags or fragging trucks, and may the energy sword keep swinging far into the future. And then he goes, "I am crying as I type this," and I kid you. Thanks, George. Aeropost.com. So I'm gonna go to the next one, Austin Dud. Now I don't know if you missed an E, but I'm gonna call you Austin Dude because you're not a dud. You're a person. So he goes, today, September 8th, 2007. It's actually the 11th. But anyway, he goes, this is when he submitted it. He goes, we'll live on as a day of infamy. Today, the Potacular host, JVB Infomo Jive, decided to never host another episode about Halo 2 ever again. Now, that's not true. We're not going to focus on Halo 2 anymore. But if there is a tip, because there's still the PC version of Halo 2, and there's still people who own an Xbox, the original Xbox. So, hey, we're not going to totally forget about Halo 2. So, anyway, he goes, no joke, for this one very special or depressing episode, I will submit my greatest Halo 2 moments ever. So far, I have never had anything read on the show. So, hey, congratulations, first time. If you can read this, thank you. He goes, my favorite level is Delta Halo, and sometimes things will happen that will surprise me. One time, me and a friend were playing co-op on Legendary. We went to the part where you were supposed to lower the bridge and left our hog there. When we came back to get it, an elite was in the turret and opened fire on us. we were going to take it out, not to dinner, with rockets. but Wraiths and several grunts manned the turrets. And began shooting us. He goes, now we were behind a rock being fired at by Wraiths, plasma turrets, and our own Warthog. An elite was coming to flank us. And to top it all off, we were low on ammo. I had some great multiplayer moments too, but I could list them. Or count them. So, yeah, man. There was a lot of great single player moments for me as well. And thank you, Austin Dude 518, for submitting this. And congratulations on having your very first submission read. So, next one.
Let's see, Spoof Maniac. hey, it's Spoof Maniac from
the
and I wanted to tell you about my very first day of Halo 2 on Xbox Live. He says, for a while, I didn't have Xbox Live, I just had the Xbox. And my friend talked me into getting it, and the first game I ever played on Xbox Live was Halo 2. And I had the time of my life. I played it with my friend and lots of other folks and had a blast. I couldn't believe that such fun existed. It's a video game, dude. I vowed that day to never run out of Xbox Live, and because that would suck.
Yep, it would.
I later learned that Screamers existed and decided that no Xbox Live for a little while wouldn't be that horrible. Anyway, Halo 2 will always have a part in my heart, or a place in his heart. And that rhymes, a part in his heart. He's a poet, and he's
nice.
Okay. And thanks for reading, guys. Awesome show.
Thank you, Spoof Mania.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a big part of it too. With Halo 2, is bringing people onto Xbox Live, because it wasn't in Halo 1, and there were only a few games before Halo 2.
Yeah, I remember I saw my stepfather playing Halo, and I was like, man, I have this game, I haven't finished it yet. He goes, oh man, I'm nearly done with it. So that kind of inspired me to get, my butt into the game already and stop being lazy. And then eventually Halo 2 came out, So I wound up finishing Halo 2 before 1, which is, you know, kind of retarded. But, yeah, once I finished 2, I was like, I got to finish 1. So there goes my single-player memory.
All right.
Lord Hobo.
Lord Hobo. He's like, hey, Potacula, Lord Hobo here. Lord Hobo Lord here. I can't do the accent. My memories of Halo 2 are great memories. When I got Halo 2, I was very excited and thrilled when I got to play, especially when it twists the plot by letting you play as the Arbiter. To be honest, I can't really remember my longest section of Halo 2, but I must have been at least 6 hours doing glitches on various maps. My favorite single-player moment was playing as the Arbiter for the first time. Such a twist. As for my best multiplayer moment, that's a hard question, and no one can pick a real answer. But my best times was playing zombies in other games, and other awesome custom games. My most hated Halo 2 moment was the ending, and I know I'm not alone saying that. As for that, I am unsure of, I suppose I will miss most of the maps that aren't remade, but I won't miss some of the maps like Colossus or Waterworks.
I know. Even though I liked Colossus, that wasn't a bad map, but Waterworks, oh man.
Remember, dude, like, since we're talking about like going back and all that stuff, but I'll just mention it. Remember when, in the beginning of, you know, times of Halo 2, we would play Colossus, like CTF and Colossus, and we would be able to get the flag and make the flag like jump all across. Yeah, bounce. By throwing on a convertible down
there. That was awesome. I remember practicing that for hours, man. I almost had it.
I used to play with a group of guys, and we would go like, we already knew. It was like two guys go forward, one guy in the middle, you know, to get the sniper and clean it up, and the other guy just standing on top, you know, holding X, and then you do the toss, and the flag bounces up, and then all the way up there, he just hit X, and you grab it through the wall, and, oh man, what a moment.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The Beaver Creek, too, when you used to pass the flag right, you know.
That was awesome.
Teleport in, already grabbing the flag. So.
Yep.
Good times.
I remember one time on Beaver Creek, I was like, you know, nobody has thrown the flag through the little side windows. So I was like, I didn't tell anybody I was going to do this. I'll grab the flag, and I throw it. But it gets stuck right in between. Like, all you saw was the pole of the flag in the windowsill. And they're like, where's the flag? And I'm like, it's right there in the windowsill. Grab it. And they're like, where? So I died, of course, and it's still there. And then, you know, finally it respawns. I'm like, oh, man, I ain't doing that one again. But I wind up doing it again. And it actually went through. And the other team was like, where's our flag? And my teammate had no idea what I was doing, which was my fault. And finally I went in and got the flag myself. So... you know, yeah, nice. It's cool moments like that. Bring a tear to my eye.
So he just ends saying, and while I'm here, I would like to thank all the Potacular peeps I have played with over Halo 2's lifetime. Peace out, and look forward to Halo 3. Definitely, Lord Hobo.
You hobo.
Long time.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, so, Furion! Somebody take Furion!
Furion. When Halo 2 first came out, I was at the stores of Walmart at 3 a.m. to pick it up. I played it until 7:30, that's when I had to go to school, and I beat campaign 3 days later. Since then, I've logged an incredible number of hours, and I think the longest session I ever had was for 12 hours straight, from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. in one of the PodTag
Nice.
Good times.
Nice. Wow. And since that one was so brief, why don't you go to the next one? If you don't mind.
Okay. Sure. Joe Gardner. Halo 2 is a game that will surely go down in the history books. It was also the reason I'm so into video games. I got Halo CE a while back and liked it. But it was Halo 2 that made me love both games even more. The night it released was chaos. I was watching G4 that night, and it could have been New Year's.
Yeah.
I see. And it could have been New Year's Eve with the countdowns and all the people waiting in lines. When I finally got my hands on it and put it in my Xbox, it was amazing. There were state-of-the-art graphics for that time, comfortable gameplay, and an incredible story. My longest session with the game was not until about a year and a half later, when I went to an arcade called Video Champ and spent 7 hours straight playing Halo 2 with about 10 other kids. Some of my favorite moments while playing it were, like, my first long-range headstick, nice, two kill tacticulars in a row, and getting the Scarab gun. My favorite moment would have to be when I first connected on the Xbox Live and totally got owned, but it was still fun. The ending of Halo 2 was, I think was hated by pretty much by everybody, including me. It was such a cliffhanger, and I can't believe I had to wait 3 years to be satisfied. But I guess that's how Bungie will get millions to buy Halo 3. To me, Halo CE set up the story, and Halo 3 will end it in an epic and legendary way. No pun intended. And Halo 2 was just the filler in preparing us for Halo 3. But all of the communities, clans, podcasts, machinima, and eventual movie that came out of just this one game, I don't think will be matched even by Halo 3. I'm going to miss it because it was the breakthrough of gaming that we all so desperately needed, and it was the driving force for the whole universe it created. And think about it, if it wasn't for this game, you guys wouldn't be here helping people and being a refuge for so many obsessive Halo addicts who would otherwise be into something like...
Oh, man. No offense, Chris Palladino.
Thank you for reading this, and I will be waiting for Halo 3 as if September 25th will be Christmas. P.S. You guys should put a Halo 3 countdown timer on your website. Just to
keep Captain Crump. There is one.
We have one.
Yeah, there is one.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Very nice.
We've had one for like...
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
He must be using like Opera or...
Yeah, the Nintendo.
Maybe he's using
his Nintendo DS.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's right. He's trying to look at it on the Wii, and he can't see the content.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joe Gardner. And he is one of the guys who didn't leave a gamer tag, so for all I know, it could be Painkiller to somebody. But thank you anyway. Okay, Insubordination. He goes, "Hi guys, I love your show. Thank you. I've been listening to it all summer while I eagerly await Halo 3. Well, it is almost finally here. I'm so sad to see Halo 2 go, and I've had so much fun with it. Things that I will miss about Halo 2: Lockout, BXR, and well, that's about it. I think that Bungie has done a great job combining the good ideas from Halo 1 and 2 to make the ultimate Halo 3. I want to thank Bungie for getting rid of the sucky weapons like Needlers from Halo 2. Well, it's still there, buddy. It's strong as hell, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And he goes, I mean the beta. The Needler was a beast. Yeah, okay. So he's actually acknowledging that. I think Bungie did a great job updating all the weapons to really balance out the game. You guys rock. With love, Insubordination. Oh, thank you. And, you know, this overall atmosphere, you know, saying goodbye, and your love has brought a tear to my eye. That rhymes. Anyway. Oh, man, I sound like Walter Mercado. Anyway, so I'll take the next one because that one was also kind of short. Mentos. He goes, "Hey guys, Mentos here. Long-time listener, first-time submitter. Hey, congratulations. I can't believe that we're farewelling the game that has been a major part of my life since it came out. The longest session I've ever had playing Halo 2 was when, I went to water polo nationals for my school." Wow, water polo, nice. "And I brought up my Xbox, 4 controllers, and Halo 2. Our supervising teacher wouldn't let us do much physical stuff in case we injured ourselves. So we were stuck playing Halo 2 most of the time. I can still remember the like 5 back-to-back first to 250 Slayer sword games on Lockout." Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
"My favorite moment when playing Halo 2 would have to be the first time I heard the words Kill-tacular. It sounded so cool, and I kept saying it for the rest of the day. The thing I hated in Halo 2, and no, it's not the ending, would have to be the modders and cheaters. I know this isn't really a problem with Halo 2 itself, but it did really ruin your game for that day sometimes. But thank bejesus or Jeebus or whatever. Jeebus! The Jeebus Las Vegas! Anyway, so... he goes, thanks to Jeebus that it's not as bad as Halo PC. You can't walk two steps without meeting an aimbotter in that game. Okay, what I will miss the most about Halo 2 is some awesome times with my mates having LAN games at my house. We still do them about once a month, and they never get old. The sad thing is that not all of my friends can afford to upgrade to an Xbox 360 to play Halo 3. So LANs will most likely stop until they have 360s. Yeah, so that's what I miss the most, LAN parties with my friends. Well, if you keep your Xbox, you know, you can play Halo 2. Yeah. It's a backwards compatible game, so you can still do LAN with them. But he goes, keep up the great show, guys. Mentos. And thank you. Thank you for your submission. So, ba-bam, the grunt. Wants to take him?
Who's into reading poetry?
Ah. Yeah, he told me he wanted me to... He wanted to make sure that this was read. He did a little poem, and he told me about it. So, you know, we're going to do the honors. Is Dialpec still with us? Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Okay. So, since Dialpec sounds like a poet, why don't you read it?
And apparently, he didn't know it.
Oh, exactly. You see, we all rhyme.
We missed you. Okay. Mr. Babam. Alright. What I'll miss the most about Halo 2, I would have to say, I'm going to miss all the 12-year-olds. They were my version of a free movie, all yelling and screaming. it was like watching retards on crack and LSD.
Wow.
Alright. Best memory of Halo 2? That would have been when I tested out the new maps with Fumo and then got
Aww.
And everyone heard it.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I'm going to miss Halo 2 on all those 10 hours I got with you. Farewell, old friend. Here's an ode to Halo 2. Brand new you were when I first picked you up. Such fun we had pony noobs on lockout. Then came the modders, so sad was I. But you still young, had a patch to dry my eye. Okay, new maps, what a glee. New places to get a killing spree. Such a massive map, a dedication to Sidewinder. New game types, such fun. Just like...
Aww.
You probably mean Team Bubble Bam.
Bubble gum.
Oh. Gum rhymes better with...
Dude, I was chewing gum faster than you.
A game of zombies in a game of sticks. We pwned all those...
Beatniks.
Beatniks. You in middle age to get a boost. You bring back two old friends. Hang him high and derelict, but I did not help you. When your younger brother, Halo 3, fresh from the womb, came to us and left you with gloom. You now, in old age, left to die, except by few, who will still saw eye to eye. Now is your time to pass. Go join your friends as you die. It's time to enter the pages of lore. To enter the end. And now I must ask, do video games go to heaven when they die? Farewell, my old friend. Farewell, my buddy. Say hello to Marathon.
Ah!
Christ. You made sure he said Christ.
Oh, yeah, that was good, Babam. Yeah, that was good, Babam, you little grunt. Oh, that was nice.
Ba-bam,
Ba-bam the poet. Oh, man.
That was probably the grunt.
Oh, yeah, right? Sleep. Edgar Allan Poe has nothing on the Bam the Grunt.
Right.
All right, so let's move on.
Let's see here. Juan Crespo.
Whoa.
We'll be repping it from this
one. Oh, man. If you want to split it, we could, you know.
All right, well, let me get it started here. Let's see. He says, I've never had such a profound love-hate relationship with any game other than Halo 2. I've never witnessed a group of game developers do so many great things yet utilize such poor judgment at the same time. Whatever the case may be, Halo 2 has provided me with some great moments both off and online, which I'm sure will continue with Halo 3. My longest session has to be within the first couple of days after getting my hands on the game. I spent almost 2.5 days just going over the maps, testing out the weapons, and then tackling campaign on my own on Legendary. I pray that the Jackal Snipers have less of a presence the third time around, because in Halo 2, they were just too good. My favorite moment in single player, surprisingly enough, was playing as the Arbiter when I first realized that the Hunters were on my side. Watching those guys take on the Brutes was truly an awesome experience.
I never thought
I'd actually be rooting for those guys as much as I did at that moment.
And no, I would go over there and, like, you know, make sure they
get
kills. I would protect them, like, you know.
That was a nice turning point in the story. Nice little twist.
Yeah. I remember seeing that when they first switched sides or whatever, and I ran across one, and I'm like, whoa, I'm going to back up for a minute.
That was pretty sweet.
Still want to get close to
Yep.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah, so, all right.
Let's see. He says, my favorite multiplayer moment was easily the first time I scored a legitimate Kilimanjaro, non-SWAT, or
RL game? Not on game types.
Non-SWAT or RL game types.
Real life. So
that was really cool. Yeah.
I scored a Kilimanjaro at work.
I scored the Kilimanjaro on them chicken nuggets. They had no chance. Barbecue sauce for the win.
Wow, this is a big piece right here. The things I hated about Halo 2?
We're not gonna.
Probably not long enough for what I'm about to type. And there is a long list of about maybe a dozen or more.
So we won't go into all of them, unfortunately, because, like I said, we're trying our best to read everybody, and it probably won't happen. But, you know, we'll read a few of them. Where are we at? I'm lost over here.
I'm gonna skip down here, and what it says, what he says, is what I'll miss most about Halo 2 will be the multiplayer maps. Aside from barrier mounds and maybe elongation, I really enjoyed most of the level design in Halo 2. Unfortunately, many of the experiences were tarnished by starting off with such a crappy weapon, poor weapon design, and respawns, and idiots on the Xbox Live. Bring on Halo 3 so I can mute and black.
Nah. yeah, and if you want to see the entire submission, just check out the show notes. All of them. So Ultima's next. I'll take Ultima. He goes, hey guys, so it's time to say goodbye to our friend Halo 2. So many good times, so many bad. I remember my first XBO friend, my first game matched up against a modder, my first level 2. It's time to move on, but first, a look back on a few memories. When I first played Halo 2, I was at a friend's party. And my first thought was, this game is awesome. I'm getting an Xbox and Halo 2. When I finally got Halo 2, it was New Year's Eve. I know it took me long enough. And I had UPS over at my house and for an all-nighter. Okay. Back in the day, there were such great games.
Wait. Did he have like the UPS guy?
Well, we have a member named UPS.
Okay.
UPS. So we call him by UPS.
Yeah, because it confused me at first. I was like,
I was like, yeah, and I had DHL.
Oh man!
Sorry, to...
So he says, back in the day, there was such a game called the Never Ending Game. Do you guys remember this? Unlimited kills, and people who play leave their Xboxes on and leave, then come back, and it went on forever. I believe I stayed in a party of 12 to 14 for about 6 hours, switching on and off with my brother. Yeah, I remember those. There were people that, for like 2 days, would just stay in the same room. My favorite moment in single player was playing co-op with my brother from the beginning of the game. Working our way through, we got to outskirts. He jumped on the roofs, and I'm not paying attention what he was doing. Okay. All of a sudden, I see a flash and my HUD disappear. I found out my brother picked up Blind Skull and was like, what does this do? We went through the whole game getting pwned and laughing. My favorite moment in multiplayer, he goes, there's too many. Every time I get on with a particular member, it's fun. Whether it was playing in a giant party with some well-known people like Fumo, Painkiller, Brent Gamer, Immortal 3, Quality Jevers, Dalpex, Chevelle, Tar Heels, etc., or some not so well-known people. Too many to name. We're all equal here, brother. So anyway, he goes, however, I got to say one of my best moments is when I threw a random sticky and then it stuck people, aka Reaping Raven. The thing I hated most in Halo 2 was the glitching, obviously. That's a fan favorite. And now on occasion, BXR is fine. But guys who always look to get out of the map and double shot make me mad. Why not play the game fair? And then he concludes it by saying, I guess the things I'm going to miss are the maps. Now I'm sure that some are going to be in Halo 3. But Bungie is most likely going to charge them at least a bit. I'm definitely going to miss the Halo 2 Zanzibar, but I'm sure the new one will make up for it. Thanks for letting me say my final respects, Ultima. Thank you very much, brother.
His gamer tag is actually Alitma. Like he.
Yeah. Actually, it does say Alitma, and I'm
yeah.
Illiterate.
No. Like when we all read Ultima because it's supposed to be Ultima, but. When he went to do his gamer tag, he was sitting there. He was able to misspell Ultima. So I was like, did you really? And he's like, yeah.
Wow. But well, you know what? He gives him character, so.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one, we have a little more to go. We might make it, and we might not. We'll do a few more, and then we'll wrap it up, because... It's definitely a lot. So if you guys want to look quickly while somebody else is reading and kind of pick out one that you want to read, then, you know, be my guest.
Yeah, I'm gonna go down the list and I'm going to read up from KeyFX. So he says, so, Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, is it really over now, huh? I remember when I first bought the Xbox just for one game, Halo 2. I love the campaign so much. My favorite moment in campaign was either getting the Scarab gun for the first time or using Action Replay for the first time. Ha, ha, ha. My favorite multiplayer moments were training for Pro B tryouts with Chevelle or nailing my first Super Bounce. Yeah, I know Super Bounce equal bad, but I love glitching. It's so much fun. Another one was my first custom game with the Tufumos.
Tufumos.
Heck, yeah. To this day, I have yet to have him on my favorite list. I guess giving you a hint there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the things I hated the most about Halo 2 up to this date is the melee launch system. I hate trying to assassinate people and miss. Another thing was trash talkers. Could never get enough of them. I will miss all the hard work I put into Halo 2. I tried really hard to be good at the game, but I guess I'll have to start over for Halo 3. I remember my first episode of the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I loved it. Starting as a listener, look where I am in this community now. An overlord, season tournament leader, Pod TV dude. Can't wait for Halo 3, guys. Thanks, Bungie, for the gift known as Halo 2. Thanks for everything, Podtacular.
Nice.
P.S. I like Mudskips. Do you like Mudskips?
And thank you, KFX, for all you do in the Podtacular community. Yeah, definitely. So anybody want to say one that they picked out?
Yeah. Yeah, here's one by the Tucci. He's written an obituary for Halo 2. Halo 2, whose numerous gaming exploits were enjoyed by millions of gamers around the world, died recently. Halo 2 died late August 29th at Bungie Studios in Kirkland, Washington, due to complications involving the birth of his son, Halo 3. He was almost 3 years old.
Oh, nice.
The award-winning gaming experience, who gamers around the world enjoyed spending time with, was always a friendly guy. I must have spent weeks worth of time with that guy. He was always fun to be around, and he always had some of the coolest games to play. Longtime friend Fumo Jive was quoted as saying, Halo 2 was born on November 9th, 2004, at the same Bungie Studios location he died at. I think Halo 2 would have wanted it that way, Frankie was quoted in the upcoming biography, Halo 2, Hero and Legend. Halo 2 lived a full life. His video gaming career began with a 4-year stay at FPS High, graduating valedictorian. That was one of the best days of my life.
Oh, this is awesome, dude.
That was one of the best days of my life. Halo 2 was one of the best, having said. But he didn't stop there. While his college career began with a shaky start, my alpha and beta days were a nightmare, he once said. But with a lot of effort, he managed to graduate at the top of his class, earning several Best of 04 awards, as well as several nods as Best Xbox Game. Once Halo 2 graduated from college, it was time to head out into the world. Halo 2 ended up spending most of his lifespan partying. Oh yeah, Halo 2 was a party animal. He was always the best. Up America, even Australia, he was always on the Halo 2 always had one dark secret. He wasn't finished. While he managed to keep it hidden from the world for the longest time, the truth eventually came out. So it's like, I've come to finish the fight, and then what? Nothing. I can't believe that my parents left me hanging off that cliff. Halo 2 once famously said to
psychologists. Oh, man, nice.
Halo 2 is survived by his wife, Bungie Studios, and his son, Halo 3. Halo 2 will be buried at High Ground Cemetery. The viewing will be on September 12th, and the burial will occur the following day. Money for flowers can be sent to the Kick-Ass Flowers for a Kick-Ass Game Fund. Frankie will be delivering the eulogy. When I look back on my life, what is there to say? I've had my ups, hell on Beaver Creek, anyone? And I've had my downs, damn cliffhangers. But it's been one hell of a ride. To all my friends and family, thank you, except you, Billy, for the rock and horror. You've made it all worthwhile. May I bring you fun and joy in the years to come, and may you all have pleasant days. Please have fun with my son, Halo 3, but don't abuse him too bad. Good luck, and Godspeed in all your future endeavors. Halo 2 on his deathbed. Now, I thought Halo 2 would be good on burial ground, or burial mound.
Oh, man, that was outstanding, man. Yeah, right? That was outstanding.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Tucci.
Yeah, that will be on the Podtacular front page. That's for sure. I'm gonna put that around. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's what about you, Tucci. Captain Crunk? I mean, after that, you know, it's gonna be hard to beat that one. But did you have any that you wanted to? Read upon.
Let's see here.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. Here's one that kind of, I guess because it sums up my feelings kind of.
You took mine. that's cool.
That's fine.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, G. Lewis says, some of his fondest memories Some of the fondest memories of his entire life have been spent with Podtacular Crew, including Fumo Jive, and U Dialpex, Killabyte, Field of Thunder, Gemini Ace, Brent Gamer, a lot of these guys. Killer Bill, Painkiller, Chevelle, Tarkios, Dr. Tom, and Bama! Queso Man, Lucy, Plasma Grenades, Saminator, Roman Craig, Johnny Sound, Reaping Raven, Weeze, and a bunch of other people that he can still call his friends today.
you should have let me read that one. Dude, I was trying to save you from the pain.
Oh, the embarrassment.
Oh, man.
It's been an honor playing endless hours with each and every one of the members of the Podtacular universe, from Podtacular 5 to Podtacular 7.
No, I remember that one. Hmm.
To, yeah, Rec B and Pro B, and listen to the All-Stars, to the Bungie game. That was
yeah, that was Podtacular moment. History right there.
Yeah.
Man.
Great.
And, to being a guest host, to doing a review frenzy, to even being part of tournaments. And everything else that happened. A good 2+ years have been spent playing Halo 2 with the good guys here. So here we are saying goodbye to the most important game of history to myself.
Mm-hmm.
To him. Not because of the gameplay or the easy control scheme or the good-looking graphics, but because of all the people I was lucky to meet throughout the process. And now I'll just be even better to get to know all the new people who are going to come once Halo 3 hits.
All right. Thank you there, G Nubbis. And I definitely look forward to having him, join us in some Halo 3 battles. You know what I mean? It's going to be good to see some of the old familiar faces come back. You know, obviously, you know, some of the older members have, you know, kind of grown bored with Halo 2, as hard as it is to say that. But, you know, inevitably they're going to come back for Halo 3. So, we're going to wrap this up with Big Goalie Dan. He goes, "Hey, Podtacular, Big Goalie Dan here. My favorite moment of Halo 2 comes from one of the longest sessions I have ever had. One night, me and my friend, whom I've known since high school, were playing matchmaking. His girlfriend called me in the middle of the game." Wait, why is his girlfriend calling you? Anyway. This is getting spicy.
Whoa.
So anyway, he goes, so when we finished playing, he called her back. Okay, so his girlfriend must have called him. Okay, my bad. So, I know he can take a while. I know it can take a while for him to get back to Halo 2 when he calls his girlfriend. So I decided to check out HBO while I waited. In their forums, I saw Frankie had made some a post saying something along the lines of Clan PMS dropped out of the hump day at the last minute. Any volunteers to play us on Wednesday? I checked for responses. I couldn't believe there weren't any, so I said, hey, my clan would like to take them on. Well, Frankie didn't get back to us right away, but on Wednesday, about 1 p.m. Eastern Time, KP had posted that they actually accepted our challenge. I couldn't believe it. Unfortunately, everyone in my clan was at work, and we were not able to start practicing until 6 p.m. But once 6 p.m. rolled around, almost everyone on my friends list was ready to roll and help the team who would take Bungie on. They were going to help out with practice. Anyway, so we played until 11 p.m. when the hump day took place, and we got spanked big time. Okay, so he sends a link, you know, showing the stats for that game. So then he also says, now keep in mind that while we got owned big time, we only had 5 hours of practice, whereas most clans have at least a week, if not more, to practice and get ready. This is my favorite day in Halo 2 history because not only did we get to play Bungie, but I got promoted to Overlord for swinging the deal for the hump day. And better than that, my entire clan was reinvigorated. At the time, my friend and I were the only ones in our clan without a 360 and the only ones still playing Halo 2 every night. But thanks to Bungie, A fire was lit beneath everyone, and they started playing nightly again. This also is my longest session with Halo 2 because even after the hump day was over, the clan stayed up and played all night long. I got tired and logged off about 2 a.m., so I got a good 8 hours. He says he got a good 8 hours of gameplay once again. He goes, if it was not for work, I probably would have been playing from the second Bungie contacted me. Hey, Dan, you know what, man? Just the fact that you can say that you played Bungie, which is something that a lot of people weren't able to do, you know, that's a big accomplishment. He goes, by the way, are you guys going to have a call-in show soon? I just realized I've given JVB so much grief for giving the number out only once, but yet I never called and left a voicemail. Hey, what's that all about, dude? Of course, I've tried to call before, but when I went to write down the number, it was the episode when JVB only said the number once. Aw, man. Okay, he goes, come on, man. I probably don't have a reverse button. You got to give it out twice. All right. Today, I'm going to give it out 5 times, dude. Just a secret. Thanks for 100-plus episodes of Halo 2 goodness, Podtacular. I look forward to 100 more for Halo 3. Keep on fragging trucks, Big Goalie Dan. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, quickly on the whole Bungie Hump Day Challenge, you know, we had the honor of playing Bungie. Granted, it wasn't at the peak of the Hump Day Challenges, but we still managed to play them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, throughout the whole Podtacular community, man, I mean, everybody was excited. I mean, there was a huge buzz about it, and, you know... Yeah, it was. I mean, I got to play. Crunk, you did. Dialpex, you did. You know, we decided it was a tough choice, but we decided, you know, certain people would, you know, only play one game, one round, and then, you know, share it with somebody else. So it worked out good, and everybody was happy. And you know, I got to thank KP because, you know, when I contacted them about the game, you know, KP was the one who got, you know, the ball rolling on their side. So, you know, KP actually did a lot for us, too, you know. And, you know, Dialpex and KP were, you know, the reasons why a bunch of us got into the Halo 3 Friends and Family beta program. So, I mean, you know, I got to give a shout-out to KP, you know. He did a lot for us.
A big shout-out to KP. He's been, you know, not only a good friend to us, but, you know, to me as well, and, you know, he's been a guy that's been, you know, here for us, and he helped us out a lot, you know, on the process. You know, he put us on the page, on the home page for, you know, the hump day, for the season, and so on and so forth. So I really wanted to take the time and, you know, thank KP, you know, tell him we really appreciate it for everything he's done. You know, not only him, but I guess the Bungie, you know, guys as a whole, too, for, you know, giving us, you know, somewhat of a support, you know, here and there. We appreciate, you know, the little things mean a lot to us.
Absolutely. So. And we're going to wrap this up. But before we do, I just want to briefly go into some of the things that we're going to do with Podtacular. Once Halo 3 is out, we're going to... We are doing our best to get this, this title is not definite, but we're going to call it Podtacular Bootcamp, and it's going to be aimed towards the beginners, the people that are picking up Halo anything for the very first time. We're going to have a show, not as long as this one, because, you know, our regular show is going to be flooded with tips and submissions. I mean, it's going to be insane. It's going to be the old Podtacular once again. But this show hopefully will last about half an hour, you know, and it's going to focus on a lot of the basics. And we're trying to do video with that. So we're going to try to do some video tutorials and get Podtacular to another level. And, you know, we're going to need a joint effort from everybody to help out with that. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to join Gamertag Radio on the 24th to do nationwide coverage on all the big parties going around, the big launch events. there's, you know, a lot going on in Miami. There's some going on in Michigan. You know, people are going to be all over different lines, and they're going to report from there. So, you know, pay attention to that. And, of course, you know, Krunk's going to do a few little things with the websites. You know, nothing big, you know. Right, Krunk? Yeah, so, I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff. And, of course, the Alpex is going to be, you know, once again, doing some tournament stuff. You know, we're going to...
Yep, getting ready for the Particular 3 season.
That's absolutely. And hopefully, and I know a lot of guys have been asking me this, we're still, and this is going to be soon, Dalpex. We've got to sit down and work on the Halo, the Particular Halo 3 co-op tournament. It's...
Oh yeah, I actually stuck that dead post today top of the forums. And you know, I told people excuse me, I told people that, you know, we'll probably be meeting within the next week or so to try to come up with somewhat of a format, you know, some rules or whatever, for that.
Absolutely. And it's gonna be the first time in any game there's going to be a co-op tournament, so, and you know, according to some, you know, certain Bungie person I spoke to, this individual said that there'll be no problems with keeping track of the stats. So that was the most important thing I wanted to know, and that's why it took me so long. So anyway, we're gonna go into our final wrap up. I told Big Goalie Dan that I'll do the telephone number, so somebody take the first line here.
So you can send in your comments and etc. to particular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going, so keep an eye on particular.com for an invitation to send the stuff in for next week's show. We depend on your submissions.
Yep. Of course, this is the final show dedicated to Halo 2, so next week's going to be the shiznizzle. Anyway, you can call our listener voicemail at... You can call our listener voicemail, Goalie Dan, at 206-888-HALO, number 1. That is 206-888-HALO, number 2. That is 206-888-HALO, number 3. 206-888-HALO, number 4. And 206-888-HALO, H-A-L-O. And leave a Halo-related message. We play this back regularly on the Customs and Calling show, which will return eventually. And of course, Captain Krunk does a fantastic job with him. Yeah. So I definitely, personally, I look forward to you know.
I've got a bunch of them stacked up, and I need to get going through them and see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Put together something. But we got bigger things
absolutely,
to look at
absolutely.
Right now. So.
Sure.
And so with that, be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. While you're there, check out forums. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3 and other stuff. And keep an eye out for maybe some changes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're hearing it from the source, the maestro of the forums, of the web page. All right. And thanks to the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the communities or website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys. George?
Well, CryptoFlix is looking for some help for PodTV. He's looking for people who can record and edit and host. If you'd like to help out, email us at podtacular@gmail.com. Also, shout out to PodTV.
Yeah, actually, they are doing their first episode as we speak. Well, they probably finished like 3 hours ago because this show is like a 5-hour show. Anyway, check out. Oh,
go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Well, check out, you know, the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTech Radio, Uncle Gamer, and the GamerCast
and Achievement Junkies and Sarcastic Gamer.
Achievement Junkies. Yep. And be sure to download our free pack.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Xbox. Just go to Marketplace, gaming pictures and themes, and then go to community pictures. It's for free. And you get a chance to represent our community, too, or one of the GamerCast.
And this opens the doors to all the other communities out there who work hard as well. So you download these picture packs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you download these picture packs. So you're showing the support. You're showing Microsoft that you know there is a need for this, and pretty soon we'll see an Aeropause logo out there. So you know, let's do it for the Georges of the world.
True.
And one final thing, and I know Fumo's gonna get mad because we got like a freaking, you know, particular sound going on right now, but very briefly, in a few words, what are your expectations on Halo 3? Dialpex.
Okay, I would have to say the biggest expectation I have for Halo 3 has to be, I guess, like, the online co-op is one of them. I think it was, like, the greatest thing that they could have made for this, but not only would two, but four players. I think this is awesome. Be able to get the game, three other friends, and just, like, play through the whole story mode. Absolutely. I think it's great, you know. And the second thing I would have to say, I really expect that, you know, the multiplayer on Halo 3 will flow just a little smoother than it did on Halo 2, as far as, like, cheating, you know, some glitching and all of that stuff. And I'm sure some of that stuff will come with the game and people will find along the way, but I really hope, you know, we'll have a smoother experience with Halo 3 than we did with Halo 2, which was already good. So gonna get better. I guess these are the two things I'm really
looking for. And you, George?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me is the story. I've always, ever since the first game, I've always been a huge fan of the Halo story. And just yesterday, I finished Ghosts of Onyx.
Nice book. I really enjoy that one.
So I'm, yeah. And so I'm, you know, I'm absorbing as much of the story as I can, and I can't wait to see how they end the story and what they do with it. I know it's going to be spectacular. So that's,
don't
that's
forget the comic book Uprising. I mean, that's telling a new side story as well. So don't forget. Yeah. Episode number 3 should actually be out, coming out soon. So. Great. And you, Captain Carr?
Along with George there, I think the story is probably the biggest thing I'm looking forward to. And not even the story so much, but a proper ending. in a serious regard, it's just like I want the story to end in a satisfying way.
You want a conclusion.
Not just end, but in a way that's going to like blow your mind, you know. That's what I'm expecting. So, and that may be a high expectation, but it's fun.
Yeah. And I, of course, will be. I'm hoping that the community will expand because we have Forge, and we also have videos. We also have pictures that you can watch. You can see people's pictures in Bungie.net. So there's a whole new community that can actually form based on videos and pictures and Forge. So I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with those three new elements.
Yeah, because now when all the podtacular listeners join games and blow the crap out of JBB, they can...
Absolutely, and there'll be many of those highlights. there was some funny moments. With the beta that I wished... I could have saved on my hard drive. But with that being said, this is the end of the show. We all bid farewell to Halo 2, the game that created the Podtacular community. And next time you hear me and Fumo Jive, it's going to be a Halo 3 show. So until next time, I'm JVB.
I am Dialpex.
I'm Captain Crow.
And this is George.
All right. Keep on fragging noob combos. All right, fellas. Nice.
Oh,
2-0-6-8-8.
Yeah.
Yep.
Woo! Halo. Woo!
can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop.
There's only one thing left to say.
SarcasticGamer.com.
There'll be lots of happy gamers wait and see when the third game with Master Chief's released. The White House has been alerted, all the streets will be deserted when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. Yeah, the world will be a better place to be. Ice caps will stop melting instantly. No more famine-ridden places. No more flies on children's faces. When Bungie finally gives us Halo 3, we'll finally get a cure for cancer and VD. They'll get some music shows on MTV. New Orleans will get residents. We'll get a decent president when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. North Korea will appease us. Lindsay Lohan will find Jesus when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3.
Hey, let's run that back again.
Al-Qaeda will lay down their guns and flee. Your Wiimote won't destroy your new TV. Filling up your car with gas won't take a suitcase full of cash when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. You'll never channel surf and see Rosie. Fat folks will stop wearing baby tees. Senators won't make booty calls in dirty airport bathroom stalls when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. Yeah, the world will be a better place to be when that third game with Master Chief's released. Michael Vick will stop abusing. Barry Bonds will stop the juicing when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. No more blogging from Will Wheaton. Old Jack Thompson will get beaten when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3.
GamerCastNetwork.com.